From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Afghanistan buried a former president last week, and there's concern in Kabul that something else may have been buried as well, the peace process. In the nearly 2 years since the U.S. opened the subject of negotiations with the Taliban, progress has been hard to gauge. Now the assassination of Burhanuddin Rabbani, who was also the head of Afghanistan's official council for peace and reconciliation, may have quashed any negotiations that were underway. It also may have given new strength to those who opposed the idea of talking with the Taliban. NPR's Quil Lawrence reports from Kabul.
President Hamid Karzai eulogized Burhanuddin Rabbani as a peacemaker. One year ago, as the High Peace Council was being formed, Karzai said, Rabbani asked to lead the effort to reconcile with the Taliban and end the war. Rabbani undertook this responsibility with full sincerity and devotion, Karzai said. At his funeral last week, thousands of Afghans paid respects to the former president. But last year, Rabbani's selection to head the Peace Council drew incredulity. As an ethnic Tajik warlord, Rabbani was considered a bitter enemy of the Taliban and other Pashtun factions.
I think if you were kind, you'd say that he took this job at the High Peace Council because he wanted to be remembered as a peacemaker. I think if you were unkind, you'd say it's his endless ambition.
Kate Clark is with the Kabul-based Afghan Analysts Network. She says Rabbani's short presidency in 1992 is remembered for the civil war that devastated the country. When the U.S. and Afghan allies ousted the Taliban in 2001, Rabbani raced back to his one-time residence in Kabul. It took months to convince him to vacate the presidential palace, and he spent all $8 million that remained in the treasury before he left, according to Clark. Still, she says Rabbani's assassination is a huge blow to the prospect of negotiations, if it was indeed a Taliban operation.
If it was the Taliban, if it was an authorized Taliban hit from the leadership, then the idea of peace talks is off the books at the moment.
The Taliban has sent contradictory messages without a clear denial of responsibility for the murder. Afghan authorities have arrested an ex-Taliban official who they say facilitated Rabbani's meeting with the suicide bomber. One former Afghan government official blames Pakistan for the assassination. He says it was designed to warn the Afghans, the Americans, and even the Taliban themselves that no peace deal is possible without Pakistan's consent. Some Afghan negotiators say the peace process had been muddled and confusing from the outset.
This kind of poor activities, this kind of weak approach towards the process of reconciliation have inflicted a great loss to the process of reconciliation.
Hakim Mujahid is a former Taliban minister who serves on the High Peace Council. He says he and other members were never informed about the ill-fated meeting Rabbani was setting up. Mujahid says there have been too many channels of communication open without any coordination, leading to very public blunders like the Pakistani shopkeeper who last year convinced American and Afghan officials he was a Taliban envoy. On top of such weak foundations, the Rabbani assassination may have ended talks before they ever began. Atullah Luddin, who also sits on the High Peace Council, says the killing destroyed any notion of trust or confidence.
It's an insult to the whole peace process. Of course, what they did by killing Ustad Rabbani, it's an insult to the international rules and regulations. It's an insult to the Afghan aspirations for peace.
Luddin says particularly Rabbani's ethnic Tajik followers may never support another peace process. The only problem, says Luddin, is that it's impossible to solve Afghanistan's conflict through force of arms. He, and everyone else interviewed for this story, said if pressure is not put on the U.S., the Afghan government, and especially Pakistan, to make a serious effort at talks, the result will be another devastating civil war as soon as American troops leave in 2014. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.